News, weather, traffic, and talk for both sides of the bay. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
All right, 7:05, FM Talk 106.5. Before we even get to our traffic department here with Kane, I know from the text line, getting a wreck this morning.
Yeah, Jace texts in, 4-plus cars involved, bumper-to-bumper accident, Cottage Hill just west of Knollwood. He says it's in the eastbound inside lane, and as of 3 minutes ago, no police there yet. But that's over 4 cars, bumper-to-bumper, Cottage Hill just west of Knollwood on the inside lane, eastbound.
Right. Okay, we'll get more on that coming up with Kane. Right now, we'll get Dr. Bill's forecast on Mobile Mornings. Happy Friday, everybody.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be sunny across the Gulf Coast today. Will be pleasant with temperatures in the lower 80s this afternoon. Tonight, clear with lows in the lower 50s. And then tomorrow, sunny with afternoon readings in the upper 70s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Good morning for the JubileeRoofing.com Traffic Center. Mobile Police Department got a car in the ditch northbound 65 after I-10. Apparently a single car accident. A state trooper's on the scene there now as well, helping with the wreckers, as they've got no delays from the Bayway, the Causeway, and coming into the Eastern Shore. Jubilee Roofing's a name you can trust. They've been serving Mobile and Baldwin County for over 20 years as the best-rated roofing company in the area, providing new roofs and roof repairs. See them at JubileeRoofing.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 Traffic.
Your health deserves the best. Hey, this is Garrett Williamson with Personal Edge Fitness, where our exercise scientist and physiotherapist have been training the best of Mobile for the last 2 decades. Listen, you're worth it. Call us today for your free wellness evaluation or check us out online at personaledgefitness.com and Facebook. Whether at our award-winning Spring Hill facility, your corporate setting, at home, or online, we train you for life. PersonalEdgeFitness.com.
FM Talk 106.5 is Mobile and Baldwin County's number one creator of live local content.
All right, here we go. FM Talk 106.5 and Midday Mobile.
Listen on air, online, and on demand. FM Talk 106.5.
7:08, FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings on this Friday. You can tell the rain has moved off to the east. Pretty weekend on the way. More details coming up with Dr. Bill Williams and a weekend weather scale at around 7:35. Also, two now charged with the murder of Terry Sullivan. Details on that in headlines. And also coming up this morning, turning up your voice. 8 o'clock hour, 343-0106. Another shot at what do you want to do, Brian Adams or Gaffigan tickets? Which one?
Let's see. What did we leave off with? I think we did Gaffigan in the afternoon yesterday.
So Brian Adams?
It's only fair to do, I think, Gaffigan this morning.
Double up on, okay, very good. We'll do Gaffigan coming up this morning. So sometime between now and 9, your shot at winning tickets for that show coming up in May. Right now, let's check more headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Friday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. Former Attorney General Jeff Sessions voicing his displeasure as to how he was treated at a Massachusetts college, saying, quote, "A good college that has no intellectual diversity is not a healthy place." This after more than 100 students and professors walked out on his speech Wednesday night at Amherst College. The event was hosted by the Amherst College Republicans and was only open to students and staff. Sessions was scheduled to discuss the 2016 election and issues related to the 2020 presidential election as well. About 10 minutes into his speech at the campus chapel, a person carrying a rainbow flag walked out of his address, with protesters making up some of these students and professors ultimately chanting chants like, quote, "No racist police." The former Alabama senator did step down from his AG post in November of 2018. Happening right now, a manhunt is underway for a man with ties to Alabama. Joseph Joey Wayne Barker is wanted for murder, and he is considered armed and dangerous. Barker is described as 6'1", with brown hair at the shoulder length, and known to wear that hair in a ponytail. He often wears hats as well. Authorities believe he has connections in Alabama, Georgia, Tennessee, Texas, Florida, and Illinois. If you know of his whereabouts, you are encouraged not to confront him, but you are encouraged to call 911 or 828-464-3112. Right now, there's a $3,000 reward being offered for information leading to his arrest. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Jim Gaffigan, the Quality Time Tour.
One of the weddings where the groom removes the girder belt from the bride and flings it to a crowd of perverts? What came up with that one?
Hey, you know how the bride throws the bouquet? How about something for the fellas? Maybe the bride's underwear.
Jim Gaffigan, Saturday, May 11th, the Wharf Amphitheater. Reserve seats on sale now at Ticketmaster.com, the box office, or by phone.
I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. An 18-year-old naval recruit from Mobile collapsed and died at a boot camp in Illinois. Recruit Kelsey Nobles died after a final fitness exam. She is the second Navy recruit to die at the boot camp under similar circumstances in recent months. A man wanted on assault charges has been booked into Mobile Metro Jail. 37-year-old Justin Lavrette was taken into custody just after midnight. According to the Mobile County Sheriff's Office, Lavrette punched a victim so hard their eyeball popped out of its socket. A bill passed by the Florida Senate would make texting and driving a primary traffic offense. The bill also outlaws talking on a cell phone in school and construction zones. The Senate's version of the bill, which allows drivers to use hands-free devices, now goes to the Florida House. The mullet toss is happening today at the Floribama. It's one of the biggest beach parties of the year with live music and food, and of course, mullets being tossed across the state line. I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5.
When you need roofing service, you need Mobile Roofing. Complying with Alabama's new roofing law, their licensed roofing professionals have the correct licensing and can certify your roof material warranty. It pays to hire a professional in this climate, one of the rainiest and windiest cities in the U.S. Call Mobile Roofing for any residential or commercial roofing or estimate. Check for credential, license, and insurance from your roofing professional because you need and want it done right the first time. Roofing you can count on. Mobile Roofing and Construction. It's in the name. 251-888-0301.
The news, weather, and traffic you need.
You need
the talk you want.
You want.
And the sports you love.
You love.
This is FM Talk.
FM Talk
106.5.
106.5.
Are you persuasive? Are you persistent? Are you prepared? Those three qualities will help go a long way as an account manager with FM Talk 106.5. It's an opportunity to get out of the office and work with local businesses, helping them expand their marketing. Experience is preferred, but we'll work with you if you're not, training you in radio advertising. This is Bill Roth, Director of Sales. Drop me an email to jobs at fmtalk1065.com today, and we'll set up an appointment. That's jobs at fmtalk1065.com.
Kyler Murray goes first in the NFL draft. Three Bama players selected in the first round, and a Boston Celtics legend passes away. 7:14 now on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by the American Softball Association. With the first pick in the first round of the 2019 NFL draft, the Arizona Cardinals picked up a Heisman-winning quarterback to pair with their brand spanking new head coach.
With the first pick in the 2019 NFL Draft, the Arizona Cardinals select Kyler Murray, quarterback, Oklahoma.
Murray becomes the first player ever to be selected in the first round of both the Major League Baseball and NFL Drafts. Now he'll begin his professional football career under the tutelage of former Texas Tech head coach Cliff Kingsbury. Last season, Murray accounted for over 5,000 yards from scrimmage while leading the Oklahoma Sooners to the college football playoff semifinals. With the second pick of the draft, San Francisco picked Ohio State's Nick Bosa. Alabama defensive tackle Quinnen Williams went third to the New York Jets. Oakland surprised everyone by picking Clemson's Cleveland Farrell with the fourth pick. Tampa Bay took LSU linebacker Devin White fifth. The New York Giants got the guy they wanted at quarterback at number six, Duke's Daniel Jones. Jacksonville picked Kentucky edge rusher Josh Allen at number seven. Iowa tight end TJ Hawkinson is headed to the Detroit Lions. Houston defensive tackle Ed Oliver went ninth to the Buffalo Bills. The Steelers traded up to number 10 to select Michigan linebacker Devin Bush. And at number 11, the Cincinnati Bengals selected Alabama offensive lineman Jonah Williams. Alabama had three players selected in the first round. Running back Josh Jacobs was picked 24th by the Oakland Raiders, and Jacobs, the 34th first-round draft pick that's played under Alabama head coach Nick Saban, had put Saban past Joe Paterno for the most first-round draft picks of all time. There were three quarterbacks taken in the first round, with Murray going first, Jones sixth, and Ohio State's Dwayne Haskins selected by the Redskins with the 15th pick, and Alabama State offensive tackle Titus Howard was selected 23rd by Houston. Howard's from Monroeville, Alabama, became the first ever ASU player selected in the first round. Tonight, the second and third rounds of the draft in Nashville, and a free concert from Tim McGraw tonight down there in the streets of Nashville. In some off-the-field and off-the-stage NFL news, a local Kansas City TV station, KCTV, aired part of an 11-minute audio file in which wide receiver Tyreek Hill's fiance accused him of abusing their 3-year-old son. The Chiefs later announced that Hill's been barred indefinitely from all team activities until they know more about that recording. The recording surfaces one day after Johnson County District Attorney Stephen Howe said the charges would not be filed after police were called to Hill's home twice last month and investigators determined that the child had been injured. Howe said they believed a crime had occurred, but the evidence did not clearly establish who committed it. In NBA news, the Boston Celtics announced last night that John Havlicek has passed away at the age of 79. Havlicek, one of the greatest players in the history of the Celtics and the NBA, he played all of his 16 NBA seasons with Boston, winning 8 championships. Havlicek had been suffering from Parkinson's disease. In the NBA playoffs, San Antonio beat Denver 120-103, tying their first-round series at 3 games apiece. In the NHL playoffs, Charlie Coyle scored 2 goals, including the game winner, as Boston beat Columbus 3-2 in overtime of Game 1, and the St. Louis Blues won Game 1 of their series against the Dallas Stars 3-2. And in Major League Ball, Cincinnati beat Atlanta 4-2. It's 7:17 now on FM Talk 106.5. That's a look at sports brought to you by the American Softball Association. It's the top women's professional softball league in the USA, located right here in our very own backyard. ASBA currently looking for host families for the upcoming 6-week-long season. Begins in mid-June. If you're interested in having a professional softball player to help teach and mentor your softball player this summer, or if you just want to show these pro athletes some Southern hospitality, find out more about becoming a host family at ASBASoftball.com.
All right, I got a quick side note here from being your buddy. I've heard you talking about the excitement around the draft each year.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
From hearing you and Corey talk about it on Monday night on Sports Night, I get it. The missus, she was wrapped in attention to the draft last night. But I'm seeing pictures out of Nashville of the streets there.
It's insane.
That, I mean, there's not, let me get this right. There's not an actual sporting match going on. Nobody is playing any game.
No.
And there's a shot of, is that, you said Broadway?
Or? Mm-hmm. Yep, Broadway, basically where all the big bars are in Nashville.
It was like a shot out of New Orleans Mardi Gras.
Yeah.
It was absolutely packed.
Take a guess at how many jelly beans were in that jar? How many people you think were out there?
Oh,
Nashville put some numbers out there.
Did they? I mean, I just saw that one picture, and I mean, I don't know, 10,000?
200,000 people downtown last night.
There was
for
no,
a draft.
There's no game going on.
No.
It's just people that will be playing in the NFL.
Yeah, no, there was some music. I guess Taylor Swift made a surprise appearance, so she had some fans out there.
Yeah, you know, I mean, the NFL has gone through some issues here that they've dealt with, and you know, lower viewership based around things like the anthem and the protest and all that. But obviously, the NFL's prospects still pretty darn good if 200,000 people show up for a stinking draft.
Yeah. Now, listen, I love Nashville,
I
love downtown Nashville, but I don't go to the New Year's Eve thing because there's that many people there. And I would not go to the NFL draft.
But it was
because 200,000 people.
For a draft.
For a draft.
Okay, just checking. Wow. All right, so y'all go look at those pictures. It's, I mean,
crazy.
It'll leave you dumbstruck.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be sunny across the Gulf Coast today. We'll be pleasant with temperatures in the lower 80s this afternoon. Tonight, clear with lows in the lower 50s. And then tomorrow, sunny with afternoon readings in the upper 70s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Does a new building with a wind rating of 175 miles per hour appeal to you? That certainly is within our capability. This is Scott Armstrong with Kemco Metal Buildings. For almost 50 years, Kemco has been designing and constructing the highest quality steel buildings for our customers. Whether you need a building for commercial, industrial, agricultural, storage, church, or community use, or if you just want a Kemco building for yourself, please contact us. Kemco will use state-of-the-art software and our many years of experience to help you custom design a metal building that best suits your needs. Check out our website at KemcoBuildings.com or stop by our 40,000 square foot facility on Pollard Road in Daphne. We're big enough to get the job done, yet small enough to give you homegrown service. That is KEMKO 251-626-0594. Our goal is to exceed your expectations.
Get ready to red, white, and at Wind Creek Atmore. We're cranking up the excitement by giving away not one, not two, but three hot new rides. A Ford Edge, a Ford Mustang, and a Ford F-150. Earn your chances to win starting May 1st. Then come in on Friday, May 24th, Saturday, May 25th, and Sunday, May 26th, when we're giving away free play and those beautiful Fords in our red, white, and giveaway. Only at Wind Creek Atmore.
If you're talking about it,
they're not doing anything.
There should be a law against that.
We're talking about it.
While unemployment has dropped, so have wages.
It's Talk Southern Style on FM Talk 106.5.
Good morning for the Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, northbound 65 at I-10. They've got an accident, a car in the ditch right off to the right median, so be careful, fire department on the scene there. No other wrecks in the roadways, but delays starting from Airport, Mont Lamar, and on the 65, Spring Hill, and Dolphin at 65 as well. South Alabama football season tickets are now on sale. Lock in your 2019 season tickets and secure your place in history for the new Hancock Whitney Stadium for September 2020. Call 4611-USA. Go Jags! And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Hey, thanks, Kane. 722 FM Talk 106.5, and time for headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Friday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5 news out of the state Democratic Party, as State Senator Vivian Davis Figures of Mobile has announced that she is running for the chairperson position, challenging Nancy Worley for that spot. You may recall the Alabama Democratic Party Executive Committee re-elected Worley as chairman last year, but the National Democratic Party ordered a new election after complaints surfaced as to how that election was conducted, saying, quote, "My leadership skills, experience in politics, and more importantly, my ability to bring people together around issues with my approach to fairness are needed to rebuild the party." That quote coming from Senator Figures. She has served in the state Senate since 1997. Tabitha Eisner of Montgomery and Dr. Will Boyd of Lauderdale County are also vying for the position. The state party has not yet set an election date at this time. Summerdale police need your help this morning searching for two people who helped themselves to merchandise at the Summerdale Dollar General and then took off, but not before one of the people tried to run over a store employee. A description of the pair is very limited, but here's what we do know. A man was behind the wheel of that vehicle, which tried to run over the store manager in the parking lot. That vehicle was last seen headed south on Highway 59. The vehicle is described as either a silver or possibly gray Equinox SUV. All this happening around 9:15 Wednesday evening. If you have information, call police 251-947-4010. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Hey, thanks, Kelly. 724 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. And Dr. Bill, on the way just about 10 minutes from right now with the weekend weather scale, and we'll get into some detailed forecast even beyond the weekend. It was almost 2 inches of rain in some areas last night. I think over an inch out at the airport. Pretty good soaker at my house. Your place?
Yeah, I can always tell when it's rained a lot. Well, first off, I can look outside and see that it's raining.
You could monitor it yourself, yes.
But then if I step out into the driveway, a nice little pond develops very beside good. My car, and I have to jump over it to just get in. I need to work on drainage.
Yeah,
drainage out there.
So a temporary wetland.
Yeah, basically.
Oh, speaking of which, I know that Governor Ivey.
Hey, Governor Ivey.
Yeah, welcome to South Alabama. As Governor is in town, I don't know if she is. I think she's probably arrived. The meeting is at 10 this morning down in the Bayou, as Governor Ivey going to be at Lightning Point down in Bala Batry. The Lightning Point Restoration Project, a joint effort of the City of Bala Batry, the Alabama Department of Conservation and Natural Resources, Mobile County National Fish and Wildlife Foundation, Moffitt-Nichol Nature Conservancy, Anybody else we want to add in there, we can. The multifaceted project includes many components to help restore the local community's shoreline and coastal habitats that have been battered by multiple historic hurricanes and the Deepwater Horizon oil spill. Because of this, Lightning Point groundbreaking has been selected as an officially sanctioned Alabama Bicentennial Celebration event, which means Governor Ivey in town for that.
Yeah, that's awesome because, you know, usually it takes a campaign to get a governor down here.
Or the port.
Or the port. To come.
or the port, Austell, Airbus.
Mm-hmm.
Or Bicentennial.
But she, you know, it doesn't seem like, it seems like she's been down here more than the last few governors. And yeah. She's not just going to the beach house.
No, she's done, which by the way, you see those pictures a few weeks ago? It was, I think it was Gabe Tynes from Landnap got to do the inside photo shoot.
No.
That place.
Swanky, huh?
Yeah, it really looks good. They did a, now that the wall's down, the Bentley put up, but the rest of the stuff
now
inside,
you can see it.
That sucker looked good. Speaking of Governor Ivey, a story up over at yellowhammernews.com says Governor Ivey's approval ratings unchanged by the gas tax push in the first quarter of this year. According to a newly released poll from Morning Consult, Governor Kay Ivey's approval ratings were completely unchanged from the final quarter of 2018 through the first quarter of this year. So if you thought that the gas tax push was going to be a political wound for the governor? Not according to this poll. New survey polled registered voters from January 1st through March 31st. Margin of error, 1%. Ivey's signature Rebuild Alabama Act was signed into law on March 12th. Morning Consult's polling showed that 63% of Alabamians approve of her job performance, while 19% disapprove. This currently makes her the fourth most popular governor in the nation.
That's not bad.
Yeah, she's been right around three or four, I think, since she's taken over, when she took over for the remainder of the Bentley term.
And it sounds like her plan kind of worked out there with the gas tax, her taking the heat instead of putting it on anyone else.
Del Marsh took the heat, too. There's a few, but I think she weathers it just fine. I think we mentioned that back while it was going on. I don't think it was going to be sticky to Governor Ivey. Now, will this prison reform issue be, and if she goes and does the executive end around and has a private company build these prison facilities and has the state lease them out, we'll see. By the way, the most recent survey breaks down to Governor Ivey having a positive net approval with all political subgroups. This is really interesting. 73% of Republicans approve, 8% with Democrats, and 36% with independents. Another recent poll by Mason-Dixon Polling and Strategy showed that 60% of Alabamians approved of the governor versus 28% who disapproved. So there's some stats, and governor in our area today. So Governor Ivey, doors open here. Love to see you for the midday show. Come on by and say howdy. Also, we mentioned it last hour. Bring it up again. I've had to sit on this for about a year.
Yeah. Good job.
Yeah, thank you. I don't do much very well, but I keep stuff if I'm told. And my buddy Mel Showers, after almost 50 years in broadcasting here in Mobile, is retiring next month. He's going to an emeritus status with News 5. I was once that man's intern.
Really?
Many lifetimes ago.
How's he like his coffee?
He doesn't.
Huh?
You know, he likes his coffee for me to get my other work done and not ask him questions like that. He was been one of the bigger influences on my life in broadcasting, and he's a great guy. We'll get him on the show hopefully next month to do like a long-form discussion.
That would be awesome.
Fascinating guy. If you can get behind his private nature, you got it. You got to work at it. But he is one of the class acts and obviously an icon of Mobile broadcasting. Almost 50 years doing it here. All right, coming right back.
This WKRG News 5 update is brought to you by Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. You can buy a safe anywhere, but you can't get this kind of service anywhere. Buy from the folks you trust. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, 471-1137.
I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. An 18-year-old naval recruit from Mobile collapsed and died at a boot camp in Illinois. Recruit Kelsey Nobles died after a final fitness exam. She is the second Navy recruit to die at the boot camp under similar circumstances in recent months. Nobles graduated from Baker High School. The Washington County Sheriff's Office has charged two people with capital murder in the death of a missing nurse. Terry Sullivan's husband, Samuel Sullivan, was arrested at his home in Wilmer. His ex-wife was also arrested. Terry Sullivan lived in Washington County but worked at Spring Hill Medical Center in Mobile. Investigators believe they found her remains near a car set on fire in Grand Bay last month.
Florida is on the verge of creating a new school voucher program under a bill passed in the Senate. The measure now moves to the House, where lawmakers are considering a similar bill. The Senate's bill would use taxpayer dollars to create scholarships to send students from lower-income families to private schools. I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5.
Now through May 9th, pick up a steal of a deal at Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. Get a Centurion 24 long gun safe with 30 minutes fire protection, pickup price $749. Or a Lincoln 50, 41 long gun safe loaded with extras and 90 minutes fire protection, pickup price $33.99. Right now, buy the most popular safe on the market, the Fatboy 64, pickup price $21.99. Order yours today at Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. Visit MWLiberty.com, like us on Facebook, or just look for the giant Liberty Safe at I-65 and Moffitt Road.
Voting rights for prisoners has become a hot topic on the campaign trail for Democrats, with varying positions expressed by the candidates on the idea. President Trump:
I don't mind campaigning on the fact that I will not allow ever to have the Boston bomber be voting. Okay, I don't mind that.
Trump from an interview on Westwood One's Mark Levin show airing tonight. Rough weather in the south is moving into the mid-Atlantic region. Meteorologist Chad Meyer:
there's a chance for severe weather all the way up from Pennsylvania down to the Carolinas. We will see line after line, wave after wave of showers through D.C. and even to New York. This is not going to be a great day to fly out of the northeast. Give yourself some extra time. Try to get on an earlier flight. Whatever you can do, it will be very, very slow.
Flying overseas, Germany's foreign ministry is advising against non-essential travel to Colombo, Sri Lanka after the Easter Sunday attacks, but stopped short of an outright warning against travel to that country. I'm John Trout.
I'm Rasa Kay with Your Money Now. Amazon's promising to get free deliveries made in one day instead of two for customers who sign up for its Prime subscription program. That could nick its growing earnings to pay for it, and Amazon shares are practically flat pre-market even after its new record earnings numbers. First quarter U.S. GDP numbers are due this morning. Seasonal factors tend to put pressure on first quarter growth, but this year the data will also reflect the partial government shutdown that started in December but dragged through much of January. Avengers Endgame opens today and is already on track to redefine blockbuster, with a projected $250 million to $268 million box office take in North America alone in the first 3 days of release. It's already clocked record ticket pre-sales. It is the sequel to the 2018 Avengers Infinity War, which grossed $2 billion at the box office worldwide. The Dow ended the session off 135 points, but the Nasdaq added 16. Futures are pointed toward a mixed market open. That's Your Money Now.
It may not be stomach issues.
For me, it's intense gas, or pain, or diarrhea, sometimes all at once, over and over.
I spent years with the symptoms, but could never figure it out.
No matter what I did, they never went away. So I decided to break it down for my doctor and get really specific about my symptoms.
We discovered that exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, may be the reason for my stomach issues.
EPI is caused by my pancreas. It leads to diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools. The symptoms just don't go away.
But EPI can show up with even one symptom.
The good news? EPI is manageable.
But to get to the right diagnosis, you have to break it down for your doctor and get specific about the severity of your symptoms.
Visit identifyepi.com to learn more and use the symptom checker to help change the conversation with your doctor. Brought to you by AbbVie.
Buying or selling a business is one of the biggest life decisions you may ever make. Transworld Business Advisors of Mobile offers turnkey brokerage services that successfully and confidentially bring buyers and sellers of businesses together. If you have ever considered selling your business, contact Bill Kleintroat and his team for a completely confidential, no-cost, no-obligation consultation. Our value is maximizing your value. Visit tworld.com/mobile.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
All right, 735 FM Talk 1065. Good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
Beautiful this morning, but a pretty good soaker yesterday.
Yeah, over an inch of rain, 1.09 out at the airport, and we're now up to 6.31 for the month of April. And that's quite a bit above normal. Normal's 4.79, and we have a few days to go, but it looks like the rest of the month now is going to be dry for the next few days. We had a front come through yesterday with the rainfall, and that's all moved on to the east now, on over into Georgia, northern Florida, and the skies are clearing over most of Alabama. And we have a few clouds around this morning, but it will become sunny, and we're going to warm up to about 81 to 82 degrees this afternoon. Now, tonight, we'll cool down a bit. It'll be clear, about 52 for the low. Some areas could get into the upper 40s. And then for the weekend, looking really good with sunny skies and 78 for Saturday, and then sunny and 82 for Sunday. There's a possibility of just a few scattered clouds on Sunday, but we're going to call it sunny. And then Monday and Tuesday, sunny again, 82 on Monday and 85 degrees on Tuesday. And don't see any rain until Thursday or Friday of next week.
You know, it's with this rain we've had and then ending and getting dry, it's not completely unusual. You and I have been doing this for a while. And May sometimes a pretty dry month along the Gulf Coast.
It can be. And we normally see a period of drought develop in the spring and particularly at times during May or early June. And that's really tough for the local farmers. But that's not unusual to see at least a 2 or perhaps 3 week drought occur in the springtime. But right now, though, we're above normal for the month.
All right. Very good. Dr. Bill, a big weekend ahead. We've got Dolphin Island Regatta, the Mullet Toss, a ton of activities people want to get out and enjoy. So it's a perfect time for our semi-regionally famous weekend weather scale that lies somewhere between 1 and 2. Dr. Bill, what do you say?
Well, last week we had just some sensational weather, but it was rather chilly at night. This weekend, we've got everything going for us, but and the nighttime temperatures are going to be close to normal. But as I mentioned, we may see two or three clouds come in on Sunday as a weather front moves into northern portions of Alabama. So I'm going to go with a 1 point.
Mm-hmm.
9910.
What?
Wow.
Whoa.
That's huge.
Whoa. That's definitely the highest for 2019.
That's way up there, and it would have been a perfect 2, except for that weak weather front coming in. It may produce 2 or 3 clouds, and that's about it.
All right, so no excuse not to get outside and enjoy the weekend.
Oh, sensational weekend. North wind today over the weekend. It starts to switch around to the south.
All right, Dr. Bill, fantastic. We'll check back with you soon.
Okay, Sean.
Staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams with the good news going into this weekend. So whether you're going to be sailing tomorrow, want to do that drag race down to Alo Bay at Dolphin Island, you know, instead of being a technical sail, it'll just be a downwind run. Or if you want to position yourself for mullet toss, get somewhere where you're throwing from north to south today and then by later tomorrow, maybe from south to north. So yeah. You can maximize the wind.
So smart.
All right. To play the wind and win. 7:38, we'll check traffic with Kane next.
If you have a car, truck, or SUV that you need to sell, let's face it, selling a car can be a hassle, and in some cases, a complete waste of time. First, finding the time to take the phone calls from people that either aren't serious or they end up making a ridiculous lowball offer. Even worse, meeting complete strangers at your house that may or may not be casing your home. Unfortunately, with all the scams out there, it's hard to know who's honest and who's not. There is an alternative. We can buy your car directly from you or sell it for you on consignment. This is Marshall Farley with Keith Cannon's Classic Cars, and we have plenty of practice when it comes to selling cars. It's what we do. We can handle everything for you, from marketing your car online, arranging financing, even trading in a prospective buyer's car on yours. Even if you owe money on your vehicle, that's not a problem. We can handle everything and pay off your vehicle at the time of sale. So leave it to us at Classic Cars, and we'll take the hassle and worry out of selling your car, truck, or SUV. Come by the store on Cottage Hill Road behind the mall, or give us a call at 479-6676. One more thing, it has to be a nice vehicle, because at Classic Cars, that's all we sell. Keith Kingan's Classic Cars, 479-6676.
From the Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, we've got a multi-vehicle accident eastbound on Cottage Hill Road at Huffman Drive. Now, that's going to be just west of Knollwood, and it's really tying up traffic, so be careful through there. Hillcrest to Cottage Hill have got another accident, and northbound 65 ramp to Dolphin Street. All of those are without injuries, and wreckers are on the scene. Jubilee Roofing's a name you can trust. They've been serving Mobile and Baldwin County for over 20 years as the best-rated roofing company in the area, providing new roofs and roof repairs with small repairs and larger, more complex jobs at Jubilee Roofing.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
And thank you, Kane. 7:40 FM Talk 106.5. Time to check headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Friday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. In Escambia County, Florida, a man under arrest and facing multiple charges after police say he punished a child in his care by repeatedly hitting that child with a shoe. Authorities say 28-year-old Marvin Morales abused the child for pouring bathwater onto the floor on purpose. He was arrested on Thursday and charged with felony child abuse after repeatedly hitting this child with a shoe. The child suffered bruises on his face, thighs, and groin area. While you're having fun saying TGIF today, don't get caught in the Monday traffic blues and not plan accordingly for a construction project impacting a heavily traveled area of our city. Beginning next Monday, a portion of Florida Street will be closed for 3 weeks. This is between Old Shell Road and Dolphin Street in Midtown. Crews are continuing their work on a drainage project, which started last October. You'll still be able to access businesses who may be impacted by this road work. Detours will be posted. Give yourself extra time. This Saturday, you're able to safely get rid of old or unused prescription drugs at Mobile Police Headquarters. That's where you're able to drop off these unwanted prescription drugs free of charge, and you can remain anonymous. The Drug Enforcement Administration says that they cannot accept liquids nor needles or sharp objects, only pills and patches. Police Headquarters is located at 2460 Government Boulevard. Studies conclude that a majority of abuse prescription drugs are obtained from family and friends, including those obtained from the home medicine cabinet. If you'd like more information about Saturday's event, call 251-208-1924. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Hey, thanks, Kelly. 742 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Check in with Larry Kirby at LCM and talk inventory. And Larry, talk Toyota inventory with me.
We got a bunch of Toyotas. We got two Tundras. We got two Tacomas. We got a Toyota Sienna van. We got a Toyota RAV4 Nostro 14 model. And we also have a Prius.
Really? You got the gamut there in Toyota. Of course, you have the gamut in all the vehicles you just went through, like trucks and third rows and gas misers. And let's talk about that, too, that if you've got a big selection of vehicles on the lot, people need to check out. But if for some reason they can't find the vehicle for them on the lot, y'all will help them go find it.
We will do our best. We'll go to work for them. The best thing for them to do is just come by and see us. We got big screen TV hanging on the wall where we can pull up all the different avenues we have to find cars and stroll down to them.
Yeah, and if somebody's got that big summer vacation planned with the family, maybe time to get the vehicle with that third row of seating so you can take everybody. So time to act now. Give people directions to come see you in person and online.
Highway 90 West and Theater, online at lcmmotorcars.com. Like us on Facebook or just call us at 375-0068.
Thanks, Larry.
Thanks.
Larry Kirby checking in from LCM. We're coming right back.
Where can you find the right tool for the job?
Gulf Coast Tools and Foley.
With a wide selection of tools from woodworking to metalworking, we've got it, including Festool, DeWalt, Bosch, Makita, and Craig. Gulf Coast Tools is invested in helping you find the perfect tool for the job and save money. Locally, Gulf Coast Tools is your authorized Big Green Egg dealer offering all sizes and accessories. And gift certificates are available. Visit Gulf Coast Tools at the Outdoor Center on Highway 59 in Foley. And like us on Facebook.
Professional Collision Auto Body Repair Shops provide clear, concise estimates, keep you informed through the repair process, and restore your car to the highest quality standards at a fair market price. Learn more at professional-collision.com. Bringing you this information update.
I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. An 18-year-old naval recruit from Mobile collapsed and died at a boot camp in Illinois. Recruit Kelsey Nobles died after a final fitness exam. She is the second Navy recruit to die at the boot camp under similar circumstances in recent months. A man wanted on assault charges has been booked into Mobile Metro Jail. 37-year-old Justin Lavrett was taken into custody just after midnight. According to the Mobile County Sheriff's Office, Lavrett punched a victim so hard their eyeball popped out of its socket. A bill passed by the Florida Senate would make texting and driving a primary traffic offense. The bill also outlaws talking on a cell phone in school and construction zones. The Senate's version of the bill, which allows drivers to use hands-free devices, now goes to the Florida House. The mullet toss is happening today at the Floribama. It's one of the biggest beach parties of the year with live music and food, and of course, mullets being tossed across the state line. I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5.
Let's face it, everyday expenses add up fast. Even if you watch what you spend, whether it's a trip to the grocery store or to the gas station, wouldn't it be nice to get something back? Well, with a Kasasa checking account at Century Bank, you can earn 2.5 APY on balances up to $25,000. So while the everyday expenses will always be there, get rewarded with Kasasa checking at Century Bank. We take banking personally. Visit centurybank.net. Member FDIC, APY annual percentage yield. Qualifications and rules may apply.
Kyler Murray goes number one in the NFL draft. Three Bama players selected in the first round, and a Boston Celtics legend passes away. It's 7:45 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. With the first pick in the first round of the 2019 NFL draft, the Arizona Cardinals picked up a Heisman-winning quarterback to pair with their new head coach.
With the first pick in the 2019 NFL Draft, the Arizona Cardinals select Kyler Murray, quarterback, Oklahoma.
Murray becomes the first player in the history of the draft to be selected in the first round of the Major League and NFL Draft. He'll begin his professional career under the tutelage of new Cardinals head coach Cliff Kingsbury. Last season, Murray accounted for over 5,000 yards from scrimmage and led the Sooners to the college football playoff semifinals. With the second pick, San Francisco picked Ohio State's Nick Bosa. Alabama defensive tackle Quinnen Williams went third to the New York Jets. Oakland surprised everyone by picking Clemson's Cleveland Farrell with the fourth pick. Tampa Bay took LSU linebacker Devin White fifth. The New York Giants got the guy they wanted at quarterback at number six, Duke's Daniel Jones. That's the quarterback they drafted. Jacksonville picked Kentucky edge rusher Josh Allen at number seven. Iowa tight end TJ Hockenson is headed to the Detroit Lions. Houston defensive tackle Ed Oliver went ninth to the Buffalo Bills. And the Steelers traded up to number 10 to select Michigan linebacker Devin Bush. At number 11, the Cincinnati Bengals selected Alabama offensive lineman Jonah Williams. Alabama had three players selected in the first round. Running back Josh Jacobs was picked 24th by the Oakland Raiders. Jacobs is the 34th first-round draft pick that's played under Alabama head coach Nick Saban. Last night, that put Saban past Joe Paterno for the most first-round draft picks all time. SEC led all the conferences with 9 first-round draft picks. ACC had 8, while the Big Ten had 7. And there were 3 quarterbacks taken in the first round, with Murray going first overall, Jones 6th overall, and Ohio State's Dwayne Haskins was selected by the Redskins with the 15th pick. Alabama State offensive tackle Titus Howard was selected 23rd by Houston. Howard's from Monroeville, Alabama. He became the first ever ASU player selected in the first round. In some off-the-field NFL news, a local Kansas City TV station, KCTV, aired part of an 11-minute audio file in which wide receiver Tyreek Hill's fiance accused him of abusing their 3-year-old son. Chiefs later announced that Hill has been barred indefinitely from all team activities until they know more about that recording. It surfaced one day after Johnson County District Attorney Stephen Howe said that charges would not be filed after police were called to Hill's home twice last month. That's when investigators determined that the child had been injured. Howe said that he believed a crime had occurred, but that the evidence did not clearly establish who committed it. In NBA news, the Boston Celtics announced last night that John Havlicek has passed away at the age of 79. Havlicek, one of the greatest players in the history of the Celtics and the NBA, he played all of his 16 seasons with Boston, winning 8 NBA championships. Havlicek had been suffering from Parkinson's disease. In the NBA playoffs, San Antonio beat Denver 120-103, tying their first-round series at 3 games apiece. In the NHL playoffs, Charlie Coyle scored 2 goals, including the game winner, as the Boston Bruins beat Columbus 3-2 in overtime of Game 1, and the St. Louis Blues won Game 1 of their series against the Dallas Stars 3-2. In Major League Ball, Cincinnati beat Atlanta 4-2. Miami got the win over Philly 3-1 in 10 innings. The Dodgers beat the Cubs 2-1. Angels beat the Yankees 11-5. And Boston won against Detroit 7-3. 10 minutes till 8 now on FM Talk 106.5. That's the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe, home of the soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. You'll find Butch Cassidy's in Mobile at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell in North Florida Street.
From the JubileeRoofing.com Traffic Center, multi-vehicle accident eastbound Cottage Hill Road at Huffman Drive. A new one without injuries at Snow and Tanner Williams, and have got another one at Cottage Hill and Hillcrest. And northbound 65 ramp to Dolphin Street, still slow with an accident with injuries. Bama Flooring is not your one-stop shop. Instead, they specialize in flooring products, customer satisfaction, and professional installs. See them in Robertsdale on Highway 59. Bama Flooring, big enough to give you the deal, small enough to know your name. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 Traffic.
This information update is brought to you by Bachelor Service Heating and Air, your Daikin Comfort Pro. Call 476-4321. Service worth remembering online at bachelorservice.com. Alabama Certification 17070.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be sunny across the Gulf Coast today. Will be pleasant with temperatures in the lower 80s this afternoon. Tonight, clear with lows in the lower 50s. And then tomorrow, sunny with afternoon readings in the upper 70s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Keep your heating and cooling system running at peak efficiency with Bachelor Service Energy Savings Agreement. Twice a year, a specially trained Bachelor Service Precision Tune-Up Specialist will clean and inspect your system. Or call Bachelor Service, your Daikin Comfort Pro, and ask about our $79 tune-up special. Bachelor Service, home of the 12-year parts and labor warranty on all Daikin home comfort systems. For peace of mind, bachelorservice.com. Certification 17070. A little sunshine is nice, but too much is damaging. ProTint Window Tinting specializes in protecting you, your vehicles, homes, and businesses with premium installations of thermal and UV reduction ceramic films. Along with preventing sun damage, window tinting increases your privacy, provides a cool and comfortable interior, and is visually pleasing. When your factory-installed tint fails, call ProTint. With a no-fault lifetime warranty on all jobs, ProTint has you covered. Call today, 802-1234. That's 802-1234. 1234.
All right, 752 FM Talk 106.5, and it is Mobile Mornings. Glad to have you here. Hey, your shot at Jim Gaffigan tickets coming up sometime between now and 9. And another shot at winning some Brian Adams tickets coming up in the midday today. Also, we'll find out what's cooking when we talk to Alec Naiman in just a second. Right now, let's get cooking with headlines.
Good Friday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. Big news for Alabama State Parks thanks to the newly formed Alabama State Parks Foundation. This new nonprofit will raise money for all 21 parks to enhance programming, facilities, and park experiences. Dan L. Hendricks of Florence, he will serve as president of the ASPF Board of Directors. The 15-person volunteer board will consist of business people and philanthropists from across the state. On Thursday, the foundation also introduced its First Friends program and its website, saying the goal of the initiative is to build a network of supporters dedicated to building and sustaining a great statewide park system. If you have a high school student in your home and they actually, well, make it, you actually want them to earn a $5,000 scholarship, tell them to go work out. Planet Fitness has announced a new challenge to help teenagers stay in shape over the summer, beginning May 15th through September the 1st. High school students between the ages of 15 and 18 can work out as much as they want at all 1,700 plus locations throughout the U.S. and Canada as part of the Teen Summer Challenge Scholarship Sweepstakes. So here are the rules. Just visit any Planet Fitness location with your parent or legal guardian and register your teen for free for that promotion. Company is also giving away a total of $30,500 in scholarships, as more than 50 teens will be randomly selected to receive a $500 scholarship, and one grand prize winner will be randomly selected to receive a $5,000 scholarship. This Saturday, the City of Mobile is inviting you to the Tire Recycling Day, hashtag One Clean Mobile, from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. You can drop off your unused tires. There are several drop-off locations: Lincoln Park,
Kid Park, Trinity Gardens Park, Henry Aaron Park, and Spring Hill Recreation Center. You may drop off unused tires for free, but you must be a City of Mobile resident. Bring your photo ID. No business drop-offs. 36-inch tires or under are accepted. No rims are accepted. That's 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. this Saturday. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Hey, thanks, Kelly. Coming up next hour, turning up your voice. Phone number 343-0106. It's also a Friday, and we check in with Alec Naaman from Naaman's Catering to find out what's cooking. Hey, Alec.
Hey, good morning, man. How's it going?
It's going good. Even better now that we're going to cook black and white chocolate chunk cookies this weekend. I'm digging it. Tell us how to do this.
Well, now, listen, I don't give out my cookie recipes very often, okay? Because they part of my secret, you know, weaponized program, you know?
Right.
And when I really need to get you, I send out my cookies. And then man, you're eating out of the palm of my hand, you know what I'm saying?
If it's cookies, yes, I will eat out of the palm of your hand, yes.
Okay, all right. It's like a dog biscuit, okay? That's they bite your fingers trying to get to them cookies, okay? So listen, here's what I do. I preheat the oven at 350. I mean, you got to turn the oven on, okay? That's a no-brainer, right? So you ain't got to be smart to do that. But baking now is a science, okay? You got to follow the percentages of ingredients to the T, or your cookies will turn into a gigantic cake, okay? All right, so basically, I take and I whisk together some flour and some cocoa powder and some baking soda and a little pinch of salt, you know, in a little bowl, and I just kind of whisk it together till it all blends up. It's all just powder stuff, all right? But then I get out my electric mixer and I beat me up some sugar and some shortening. You got to really get you some vegetable shortening, like Crisco or something, you know, and some butter. And I put all that in a large bowl. I just whip it till it gets fluffy, and then I add my couple of eggs and I add some vanilla extract, you know. And then once I get that all mixed up, I pour the cocoa powder and the flour and all that into it, and I start whipping it all together, you know. And then once I get all that like blended together, I start adding some white chocolate chunks and some dark chocolate chunks, and I even like to throw some pecans in there. Okay, I like pecans. And so then when I get out all mixed, I just start dropping it on the little baking sheet. You know, and I done put some baking sheet, like parchment paper, or you can spray it with some Pam or something. And I drop some doubles of this stuff on it. I just flatten it just a little bit. I stick it in the oven for about 12 or 13 minutes. And, man, when it comes out, I'm telling you, you're eating out of the palm of my hand, okay? You'll be fighting trying to get to them cookies. So that's why I don't get this recipe out very often. It starts all kind of fighting. Kids, like brothers, sisters, they start fighting each other, trying to get that extra last cookie, all that kind of stuff. A husband gets hit in the head with the rolling pin, you know, because the wife said, get your hands out of my cookie dough, all that kind of stuff. So it's a dangerous business. I don't recommend it at home. So just call me, and let me make your cookie for you. Call me, 473-3900. That's how easy it is. What you think about that? You like this recipe?
I like that recipe, but I like the choice of having you cook them even more, because I don't want to get hit with a rolling pin.
Well, you know what? Listen, you got to wear armor at home when the cookies are being made. You can put a helmet, get your football helmet out, get your shoulder pads out, get all that, okay? Listen, they almost drafted me yesterday. They called me. They wanted me to be the chef. And I said, no, I don't take that stuff. You know, you guys eat too much. I can't get
that. As always, Alec, we appreciate it, and we'll check back with you next week.
Sounds great, guys. Y'all have a great weekend. Let the sun shine.
Got that right. Alec Naaman. And What's Cooking every Friday here at FM Talk 106.5, and we'll be right back.